Mbaka parliament achekira abantu bw'ebudde ama West Central ye Honorable Jacob Maxson Obothe ya wangu daifo chobwa speaker bwa parliament ye 12 mukalulu akakubiddwa olunaku olwaleero era ng'ono ya wangu de munashibina kya Nuupu. Mbaka parliament achekira abantu omujinja ST Paul Mwero nombaka parliament achekira abantu belalo Honorable Norbert Mao Jacob Oboth Obothe awangu de nobolulu bina na mukamu nadirwa munashibina kya Nuupu Paul Mwero afunye obululu nkaga ne Norbert Mao nasibekira n'obululu 15 sabalamuzi ow'eggwanga lino Dr. Flavian Zaija yabaddewo ng'akulembeddemu okulonda kuno nga kugenda maaso era bw'atyo n'akakasa nti Jacob Oboth Oboth yawangudde banne mu kalulu kano ak'obwa sipiika obwa palamenti 12.
Declaration of the Speaker by His Lordship the Chief Justice under Rule 14 of the Rules of this House, where two or more persons are nominated for the office of Speaker, person who receives the majority of the votes of all members present and voting can be declared Speaker. So I now proceed to read the total number of votes polled and those polled by each candidate. The total number of ballot papers contained in the ballot box were 519. Total number of members who have abstained from voting, I have 0. Spoiled ballot papers, there are 3. Honorable Oboth Maxson Jacob polled 441 votes. Honorable Mwiru Paul polled 60 votes. Honorable Mao Norbert polled 15 votes. I therefore declare Honorable Oboth Maxson Jacob, who has obtained the highest number of 441 votes cast, as the Speaker elect of the 12th Parliament.
Oluvanyuma lw'okulangirwa nga sipiika omujja era alondeddwa olunaku olwaleero Right Honorable Jacob Maxson Oboth Oboth ayogeddeko eri paalamenti omulundi ogusookedde ddala bw'atyo n'atendereza ssente w'ekibiina ekiri mu buyinza ki National Resistance Movement mu bufunze ki NRM Yoweri Kaguta Museveni ate era nga pulezidenti w'eggwanga lino olw'okumuzzaamu amaanyi n'obuwagizi bw'amulaze bw'atyo neyeeyama okulwanyisa obuli bw'enguzi mu paalamenti eno.
Accountability begins with us. In the next 5 years, we will hold the executive and other government bodies accountable. But we must start with ourselves. As they say, charity begins at home. We cannot hide from accountability of government resources, yet we expect it from other agencies and departments. That will not work. 3, evidence and research-based debates. Under my leadership, the floor of parliament will not be a theater for hearsay or grandstanding. Our debates must be grounded in hard facts, data, and sound research. We must be fair and objective to others as we play our oversight function. 4, a people-centered parliament. Under our leadership, every bill, every motion, every decision must directly answer to the needs of the ordinary citizen.
Parliament yechi agenda maso misawe chikulu eche kololo heranga ne president w'eggwanga lino Yoweri Kaguta Museveni walinyo walebali yeke nenya ebigenda mu maso.